Live from WAMU's Bluegrass Country, the Del McCurry Band and Big Blue Raindrops. And when that album came out and we put it on, we loved the introduction that Ronnie did on the mandolin. Who came up with that one, Ronnie? Although it did sound like rain.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
It's a great one. All of the songs. Now, this was assigned to you, Del. Usually the boys help out with some suggestions for songs, but they went off with the Traveling McCurrys and said, Dad, come up with an album worth of songs. And you really went, you know, you crossed all lines. There's country in there and gospel and bluegrass. It's a great album. And of course, the Grammy voters thought it was a great one because, congratulations, you did take home the Grammy on this one.
Thank you. You know, I did go off in left field on these songs, I guess. You know? but it, you know, it's things that I kind of wanted to do. A lot of them are new songs, and some are old songs, you know, but I had them all ready to go. And then when we got in the studio, these boys said, now, wait a minute, we got to arrange this stuff a little bit here.
Oh, really?
No, they did. You know, they helped with the arrangements, you know. And Ronnie mostly, you know, he'll work the instrumental parts and out with the boys between the fiddle and the banjo and the mandolin, you know. And of course, everybody's got suggestions, though, you know, for things to enhance the song. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. You know.
Well, I think I've been remiss because I think everybody should know that the name of the album is Streets of Baltimore. And you collected some of those songs from the time you spent playing bluegrass over in Baltimore.
Yeah.
What years were those? Those were pretty rough times. And
that was pre-war. Between me and my wife.
Pre-war, that makes you really valuable, Guy. No, I mean, there were some good times over there, and I remember a story you told at the Birchmere when you and Sam were on tour together, and it was about getting Walter Hensley's banjo to play.
Yes, you know, I used to, I played with Keith Daniels in the Blue Ridge Ramblers.
Mm-hmm.
I played banjo with him back in the late 50s, you know, and up into the early 60s, I think. But anyway, that's how I met. Keith knew all of the, he knew Charlie Waller and all of the Washington, D.C. guys, you know, John Duffy and Eddie Adcock and Buzz Busby, you know. But he also knew the guys in Baltimore, too. Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys were there in Baltimore playing. Place called Jazz City, just off Broadway there. And I used to go there, I got to know them through Keith, and then I'd go see them, you know, when I wasn't playing. I'd go see those guys because they had a good band. First band to play.
Were you living in Baltimore? Were you up in Pennsylvania?
No, I was in York County,
really?
It's not. Yeah. It's about a 30-minute drive down there.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And so I got to know Walter Hensley, you know, and he had. I got to know him before they played Carnegie Hall. They went and played Carnegie Hall. And he had this good old Gibson banjo he'd been playing. And I went in there one night to see him. And he was playing a different one. I don't know what it was. I do know what it was, but I better not mention the name.
Okay.
Because it didn't sound like that old Gibson did. So I said to Walt, I said, where's that old Gibson you was playing? Because I had a new Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he said, it's down here at the pawn shop. You want that thing? And I said, yeah, I'd like to have that. He said, well, how much money you got that you could put out, you reckon? I said, I could probably come up with $100. In those days, that's a lot of money.
Right.
And he said, never forgot what he said, that might swing it.
That might swing it. And it did.
So we went down there and bought it, you know. And I played it with Bill Monroe later on, you know, before I actually was hired to him. I played banjo. But I was playing with Jack Cook at the time, mainly. And then Rob, he started playing it when he got old enough. But now he's got a whole bunch of other ones, you know.
Well, those banjo players, they have that acquisition syndrome going, you know. One is never enough kind of thing, like peanuts.